A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Sukkah, Daf Gimel, Sukkah 3A, pagination page 5, dealing with the size of a sukkah, and by extension, we will hopefully touch upon the size of a room needed in order to be chayiv in a mezuzah, and the size of a room upon which a roof would require a ma'akeh, a fence, legally, according to halacha. And a whole lot of other things that are listed down here in the Braisa. But let's start with sukkah. That's our starting point. So we are counting down from the top of the page about 15 lines. At the end of a line, Amar Rav Shmuel. At the end of a line, Amar Rav Shmuel. Amar Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak said as follows. Halacha. The halacha is, Tzuricha, you need a sukkah to be of the size, Shetehe machzekes rosho verubo v'shalchano, that it should be able to hold a person's head, most of his body, and his table, a small table. How big is that? So this is brought in halacha, and it's the size of 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim. That's the size, which is considerably less than another size that is sometimes suggested for the size of a room, which is dalid al dalid, referring to amos. And these are two very different numbers. 7 tfachim, even working with 4 inches for a tefach, for quick mathematics, is 28 inches by 28 inches. That's just over 2 feet. Just over. 4 amos by 4 amos is estimated at 7 feet by 7 feet. There's a very big difference between those two dimensions. If you'll drop down to the last third of the page, the beginning of the line is Vitanya Idach. There's another Braisa. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Kol sukkah she'en ba'arba amos al arba amos psula. If it doesn't have 4 amos by 4 amos, it's not kosher as a sukkah. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim said, Afila machzekas al rosha v'rubo kashera, even if it only holds the person's body, whatever the dimensions exactly, right? But this is what we're saying is lahalocha described as zayin al zayin tfachim. So we have a machlokas here. Rebbe says it needs 4 by 4 to be a good sukkah. And the Chachamim say more like the number 7 by 7 of Tfachim, which is quite a bit smaller. Drop down to 6 lines up from the bottom. The first word on the line is Machshirin. And then we begin with a Braisa, which we are going to try to see if it proves or matches either the Shita of Rebbe, a 4x4 Amos, or the Shita of the Chachamim, which is 7x7 Tfachim, we'll assume. Good?
They don't mention the Shulchan here.
I'm glad you caught that. Okay. That's why I'm being a little bit ambiguous in the way I'm presenting, but that's the assumption that we're dealing with the Shita that ends up Lahalacha, of 7x7 tfachim. So I'm kind of half focused on the way we end up lahalacha, but we're following this contrasting shita, the Chachamim and Rebbe. Man tana lo hadatana rabbanan. Who is the shita described in the following braisa? Bayis she'en bo 4 amos al 4 amos. If a house does not have 4x4 amos, number one, patur min hamezuzah. You don't have to put a mezuzah on that because it's too small. Uminamaike, if the room doesn't have 4x4 amos, then the roof above it is not going to be chayiv in a ma'akeh, in a fence, according to halacha. Obviously, if it's dangerous, you have to do whatever you need to do. But it's not the obligation of ma'akeh according to the pasuk. And the Braisa continues with a number of other cases, which we're not going to focus on right now. But for example, ve'inam etama b'negoyim, it's not going to have tzaras applied to it. It's not considered a room. It's not considered a house. A bais, good. So turn the page, and here's the question. Second line at the end of the line. Lema Rebbe hi velo Rabbanon. Do you want to say that this is all following the opinion of Rebbe and not the Rabbanon? Rebbe's the one who say that a house has to be 4x4 amos to be a house. And the Chachamim said it could be 7x7 tfachim and be a house for sukkah purposes. So is this Braisa clearly going with Rebbe and excluding the Shita of the Rabbanon? Answers the Gemara, very creative, perceptive answer. Afilu tema Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon would agree to the statement that we just said, that a house is 4x4. Adkan lo ka'amri Rabbanon hasam, the only reason that the Rabbanon argued by sukkah, elo le'inyin sukkah d'diras arayi, because it's a temporary dwelling. And it's almost like the more you squeeze yourself into this small domicile, the more temporary, you know, like we're nodding our heads. Really? Yes, oh, you got it. Yeah, you got a sukkah there. Right? You look at these pop-up sukkahs and these little creative, you know, the guy tries to make it out of cardboard and questions, you know, does it hold up? Is it good? Not yeah, that's a sukkah. All right. Avalagabe bayis. But you want to talk a house now. You want to know a mezuzah. You want to know a mica. You want to know negoyim. You want to know this whole list. Diras kevahu. That needs to be a real house. Afilu rabbanon modu. Even the rabbanon agree. The Yispe Dalad al Dalad, the Dairi Bay Inchi, if it has 4x4 amos, then it's a place where people dwell. The Ilo, Lo Dairi Bay Inchi, and if not, people don't dwell there. And therefore, the Chachamim are in agreement that a house, a room, to be mezuzah chayiv, is going to be 4x4, even though when it came to a sukkah, they held even 7x7 tfachim. Okay. A few comments. There's an interesting shaila by mezuzah. If the room is not 4x4 accurately, but gives you the same number of square inches, because it's orich v'katin. It's long, but small. Rectangular. Is that sufficient? So before we address mezuzah, just to mention that the Mishneh Berurah says that when we paskin Zayin al Zayin for a sukkah, 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, it has to be square. You can't go smaller than 7, even if you're very long. And presumably the reason is because we already squeezed you into this thing. And if you start squeezing the dimensions, that's not even a sukkah's diras arai. That's nothing. That's squeezed into a cubicle. Okay. What about mezuzah, though? Dalet al dalet. So the Mechaber Paskins, based on the Rambam, that dalet al dalet in total square inches would work, and you'd be chayiv in a mezuzah. The Shach argues, based on the Rush, and says that Arich V'katin is going to be potter. It needs to be a true dalet al dalet squared. Now the question comes up often in an apartment building kitchen. I mean, that's where I've encountered it, where the room is totally functional. You know, it passes all local codes. It's a kitchen. But it's Arich V'katin. It doesn't have 4 amos necessarily. Does it need a mezuzah? And what's interesting in that case, the Pischei Tshuva brings, that when you have a room that's totally functional for its function. It really, it's a functional room. So then this rule of dalet al dalet doesn't apply.
Are you saying this is the area without a stove and refrigerator, without a plumbing?
That's a good question. With, without.
Whatever
you go measure, it's possible to have such a kitchen, even if you'd count from wall to wall.
Even the day you're moving in, it could be.
Even from wall to wall, you might not get 7 feet in its width.
Right.
And we would apply this ruling of the Pesachei Tshuva that we're only talking 4x4 when you walk into an empty room. Is this room going to be functional? But if you have a room that is functional for its purpose, it's almost like they make it in that way. They've designed it with the counter there.
It's a normal room.
Right? It's a normal room. Mm-hmm. So then that room would be obligated in mezuzah. Mm-hmm. And that's not what we're discussing. The second topic that I wanted to mention is regarding mica. Very often, the fences that we encounter as safety fences, according to local culture, are less than the 10 tefachim that we would require for a fence in halacha. Even if you bring a fence down in halacha to just over 3 inches a tefach, 3.5 inches a tefach, whatever it is, it's possible that you're still going to end up finding a fence that doesn't quite make it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should phrase it a little better. You know, we're looking for like a 4-inch tefach fence, and we would be looking for 40 inches. Maybe you bring it down to 38, 37, and you could encounter a fence that's really still less than that. Do you have to replace the fence? And one of the fascinating leniencies that exists based on a Chazon Ish is that you want to know if it's a Maika de Oraisa that's being required here or simply a safety fence. If it's a safety fence, you might be able to go according to local norms and local culture. But if it's a halachic maika, then the same way that we're makbid on my kezayis matzah for the Seder, I have to be makbid on what a halachic fence is. So the Chazon Ish mentions that the rule of a maika is going to be where underneath there's a residence, there's a home, there's a living space underneath, and that living space has dalet al dalet, because that's part of our discussion over here. And a person is living there, and that room is a normal room where it has 10 tefachim high at least. It's like halachically a normal room. Then the area above it is going to have the rule of a roof, and it requires a halachic fence. But sometimes you're questioning the fence. If you think about what's underneath, it's not a dwelling place. And that would be a very considerable loophole that you're not dealing with a halachic requirement of a fence other than safety. And safety, it could be you go with local norms.
For example, a storage area?
A storage area. So this would be the question, if this is included
there,
in what the Chazon Ish is referring to,
evidently.
How far we can take that. But certainly a porch that's built over open yard is not being built over a residence and therefore would not have the din halachically of a maike. It's simply a safety issue. So a safety issue, it could be you could go with local norms. Yeshakoach, have a great evening.